Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Welcome to Pedaling the Pueblo. My name is Colby Henley, and with me in the studio today is Duncan Binning, owner of Transit Cycles here in Tucson. And today we're going to be talking about electric bicycles. Welcome, Duncan.
Hi, Colby. How are you?
I'm doing good. For a typical customer that's coming in looking for an e-bike, what are some of their questions, or how do you help them sort out what they need?
Right now, most of the questions are centered around price. Most of our customers, most of our e-bikes are going to be cargo bikes. So that conversation is regarding people that are trying to use a car less, single car families versus multi-car families or no cars at all. And an electric cargo bike's going to allow them to really increase their range quite a bit. For most people, it's not so much about being able to carry more stuff. It's just about making things they can get accomplished kind of in a bigger range.
So what is the price range of what's offered?
You can convert an existing bicycle to an electric bike for an additional $1,200, $1,300 roughly for the kit. And most e-bikes are going to start, you know, kind of native e-bikes are going to start in the ballpark of about $200 to $2,500.
Are there any additional maintenance costs that come with e-bikes over a standard bike?
Not really. Ultimately, you know, you might have to get into things like replacing a battery, some of the parts that are involved. For the most part, it's just a bicycle. The batteries can be very costly, but that's most of the time in most situations, that's something that's covered under a pretty good warranty for the first 2 or 3 years. In most cases, you know, yeah, you're going to spend upwards of $1,000 for a battery, but you know, in most cases, it's not something that most users are going to have to worry about too much.
Is there kind of an average lifespan of the battery?
It's usually based on charge cycles, and in most cases, that's, you know, the way most manufacturers talk about it is in terms of years of use. So, you know, 5 years, a good number to have in mind.
How fast can they go?
There are e-bikes out there that'll assist you up to about 30 miles an hour, 28 miles an hour.
Okay.
The majority of the e-bikes you're going to find are going to only assist you up to about 20 miles an hour. And again, the key word there is assist. So you have to be pedaling on most of them to get that benefit. The best way to think about it is it's just kind of a really good tailwind all the time.
Nice. You know, and how do they measure range and kind of what's the average?
Typically, it's referenced in miles. It's something people feel comfortable with, and it's going to vary quite a bit. Range can be a tough conversation. Rider weight, bike weight, cargo weight, temperature, time of day, tire pressure. I mean, all these things are going to impact the range. The best way to think about it is overwhelming majority of e-bikes are going to get you a range of 30 miles or so a day plus. You know, batteries are changing pretty much every year, and so that range is kind of slowly increasing. 30 miles is enough to get most people through the day at least.
What about the trade-off with battery weight?
Batteries aren't the heavy part of the system.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the heavy part of the system is the motor.
Okay.
They more than offset themselves.
What's the biggest payload you ever hauled with an e-bike?
About 500 pounds.
Really?
Not including myself. Yeah, everything worked really well. It was actually more work than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. I was put on a trailer with a couple of kegs on it and then had another keg up front on the cargo bike. It was actually this weekend at Ciclovia. And it was a little more work than I was expecting, but it worked out really well.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Duncan, for coming in today and helping us learn about electric bikes. To hear more, go to kxci.org or find us on Facebook at Pedaling the Pueblo.
Support for KXCI and Pedaling the Pueblo is provided by Ordinary Bike Shop. Located at 311 East 7th Street, Ordinary Bike Shop is proud to be locally owned and operated, offering a full range of biking gear and goods. More information at 622-6488 or online at ordinarybikeshop.com.